Hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Al Johnson, and this is the Fanatical Consistency Podcast, where anything in life can be achieved if you decide what you want, define the activities that will take you closer to your goal, and then execute with fanatical consistency. As my man E.T. would say, thank God it's Friday. Well, you know, Eric Thomas actually says, thank God it's Monday. But right now it's Friday evening and I feel good. So, hey, thank God it's Friday. We have to actually thank God for each and every day and be thankful for all that we have, my Fanatical Consistency family. I hope everyone is doing good. I have personally had a phenomenal day, looking forward to a great weekend. I have some wonderful office festivities that are going on tomorrow night, some black tie stuff. Anytime I get to dress up with my wife, it's always an awesome time. And the opportunity to fellowship outside of the office with my, you know, my coworkers that have actually become my family is good in itself as well. I wanted to get on here tonight and drop a quick word with you guys. And it's kind of a follow-up, I guess, about something that I spoke of the other day. I mean, it's a follow-up without me actually knowing that it's a follow-up. I did a episode the other day in regards to the power of words. But the way that I spoke about it was more so of the power of the words in the sense of when you're speaking negative on something. You know, if you remember, I had a client that was, you know, speaking bad about her situation. And as we know, if we continue to say negative things out of our mouths, things are not going to get better. But tonight I wanted to kind of touch on that and follow up with the power of lifting someone up. The power of lifting someone up is more powerful than anything else that you can ever say to a person, for one. And the way that you can make someone feel or change their day, change their mood, and maybe even sometime change their life is powerful in itself beyond measure. I was, you know, sitting at one of my company's festivities the other day, and my brother happens to be a speaker within my company, and he just did a phenomenal job. And every chance that I get, I let him know how great of a speaker he is and, you know, how he is a master of his craft. And whether I tell him to his face or whether I send him a text, the replies that I always get are so appreciative. You know, he's heard it before, but I don't ever think you can hear it enough, especially if it pertains to something that you love to do. And today he actually sent me some text, and, you know, he is an anchor listener, and I'm going to get him on the podcast soon to do an interview or something like that, because he's very powerful. But he was just commenting on my different podcasts, so I could tell he was listening. So I came out of my mouth and said, you must be bored, or something to that extent. You must be bored. You're listening to my podcast. And he said something that touched me. He said, I'm listening to your podcast because you're doing shepherd's work. You're working to make people better, and don't never underestimate what you're doing. And, you know, it took me back, but I said that, you know, you're right, and I appreciate that, but, you know, he'll never know what that means. And, you know, it really does mean a lot to know that people appreciate what you do. So, Fanatical Consistency family, never underestimate the power of your words. Whenever you get an opportunity, let people know how much they're appreciated. Let people know how much you love them. Let people know how much they mean and how much they may have changed or done something powerful in your life. You never know. You could be changing someone's life just by taking the second to let them know that they're special, they're powerful, and they're meaningful. So take that to heart, guys. Let your people know that you love them. Have a great weekend. And as always, execute with fanatical consistency.